from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. expels 15 Cuban diplomats. The Trump administration Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at their embassy in Havana, where at least 22 people have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the country.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic relations with Cuba, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration, and said the U.S. will cooperate with Havana as the investigation into these attacks continues. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said the decision represents a regression of bilateral relations. He said Tuesday's expulsion is a purely political act and benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. Explosive devices were thrown at the homes of two opposition Ugandan lawmakers late Monday that the targeted lawmakers say was linked to the heated debate in Parliament on changing the Constitution to extend the rule of President Yoweri Museveni. There were no injuries. A law was introduced in Parliament Tuesday to change the age limit, with most of the opposition either barred from the proceeding or who stayed away in protest. Mr. Seveny has ruled the country since 1986. At 73, he would be ineligible to seek another term in 2021. This is VOA News. Spain's Catalonia region, which held an independence referendum on Sunday amid a violent crackdown by federal police, could declare independence late this week or early next week. In a rare television address, King Felipe VI said the regional Catalan government illegally proclaimed its independence, thus breaching the country's constitution and the law that recognizes and protects its historic institutions and autonomy. And he appealed for Spanish unity. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Uchs said there were also things that the king left unsaid.
He did not call to have more conversations between the two parties. He did not mention that the majority of Catalans want a referendum. And in my view, he really did not add anything new.
Also Tuesday, tens of thousands took to the streets of Barcelona protesting Sunday's police crackdown in an attempt to disrupt the referendum.
What happened last Sunday is not something that we could afford as a society. It was really disgusting, you know?
Catalonia authorities said 90% of those who voted Sunday want to break away from Spain. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing on Tuesday the U.S., under the right conditions, should remain inside the Iran nuclear agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA.
If we can confirm that Iran is living by the agreement, if we can determine that this is in our best interest, then clearly we should stay with it.
His comments come ahead of President Donald Trump's decision, which must come by October the 15th, whether to certify to Congress that Iran is complying with the 2015 international deal. The Australian girlfriend of alleged mass shooter Stephen Paddock has returned to the U.S. from the Philippines. Mary Lou Danley remains a person of interest following Sunday's attack from a hotel room overlooking a country music concert in which nearly 60 were killed and hundreds wounded. Las Vegas is a key tourist site, and many have noticed a change in the mood following modern America's worst mass shooting.
The thing we noticed is we were supposed to go on a helicopter tour the day after, which got cancelled, and there was quite a somber mood around.
The mood is very somber. It's not as excited as usual. It's very low-key.
It's a bit more somber than it was the first day we got here before everything happened, and it seemed a bit eerie. Maybe the day after the shooting, it was very quiet, more quiet than it had been usually during the day, but still very fun. It's a beautiful place.
The city helped generate tens of billions of dollars for Southern Nevada last year, hosting more than 40 million visitors. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.